This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, July 9th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, fighting and name-calling in the Illinois legislature as budget negotiations are no closer to a compromise. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Illinois lawmakers have a slew of ideas for new programs they want to fund. The governor wants a massive expansion of state-provided medical coverage. The president of the Senate says more state money should go to schools, and other legislators want to pump cash into struggling mass transit systems. Before tackling those contentious policy issues, lawmakers trying to reach a deal on a new state budget are starting from scratch. During weekend meetings, negotiators determine how much more money Illinois will need in order to pay for the natural growth of programs it's currently funding. Most believe the legislature needs to spend nearly $1 billion in order to keep steady state spending on health care, education, and other priorities. Senate Republican leader Frank Watson said after a budget meeting on Sunday night that pinning down that figure is a step forward.
Actually, though, today was a productive meeting. Not so previous meetings. This was productive, but it's true calamity of what goes on.
Despite Watson's positive thoughts, others were less optimistic. For instance, the Democratic Speaker of the Illinois House called that figure inconclusive. The governor plans to call special sessions each day, keeping lawmakers at the Capitol until there's a budget deal. A group of Illinois legislators say they want a better accounting of what takes place in closed-door budget talks. Sean Crawford has that story.
The ongoing battle between the governor and legislative leaders has placed rank-and-file members in the middle. Susan Garrett, a Lake Forest Senate Democrat, says more cooperation is needed, not just among those at the top, but with all lawmakers.
We are asking that leadership not go it alone during the budget negotiations, but instead work with legislators every step of the way to end this budget logjam.
Democratic Senator James Meek says he filed legislation requiring a negotiating session each day a special session is called. But Meeks wants more than that. He says too often individual members have no idea what's being said in those private meetings. He's demanding the governor and leaders jointly address the General Assembly.
What is happening is that in our individual caucuses, we hear sometimes, maybe so, maybe no, from our prospective leader. But it's always a one-sided slant.
There's no indication the governor and leaders will go along with the plan, but it does point out the growing level of frustration among legislators. Several rank-and-file members joined in the private meetings over the weekend. I'm Sean Crawford.
In February, Ellie Dorshenez was fighting mad about her soaring electric rates. In July, she's fighting growing frustration over seeing no relief in sight. The small grocery store owner in Benton says she and many others in southern Illinois are still hopeful they'll see some help from state lawmakers after their bills more than doubled when a 10-year rate freeze ended in January. But patience is wearing thin as lawmakers continue negotiations. They're still discussing about $1 billion in relief for consumers over several years and changes to the way power is bought and sold in Illinois. Legislators say they understand consumers' frustration with the slow pace and are feeling some of that themselves, but they say they should have an agreement worked out soon. Governor Blagojevich plans a news conference in Chicago today with the families of gun violence victims and advocates from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. The governor is promoting efforts to pass a ban on the high-capacity ammunition needed to operate assault weapons. Tammy Duckworth says she won't run a second time for the 6th Congressional District seat now held by Representative Peter Roskam. The Iraq War veteran ran unsuccessfully against Roskam in November after U.S. Representative Henry Hyde stepped down. Now director of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, Duckworth said she won't run against Roskam next year. The 39-year-old Democrat from Hoffman Estates left open the possibility of seeking political office in the future and told the Chicago Tribune she considered the work she is doing now in reaching her decision. Duckworth received international attention during the race. She lost both her legs in the war when a rocket-propelled grenade hit the helicopter she was co-piloting. She says the district is, quote, a winnable seat for anyone who was a more moderate fiscal conservative. Authorities say murder charges may be pending against a rural Moultrie County man who reportedly shot a man in Mattoon and later turned himself into police. Mattoon police say 30-year-old Robert Gordon was shot in the torso Saturday night. He was later pronounced dead at Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center. Police announced yesterday that a 25-year-old man who lives near the Moultrie County town of Gays had turned himself in and is being held in connection with the shooting. Coles County State's Attorney Steve Ferguson says he's considering filing first-degree murder charges in the case. Indiana Republican Senator Richard Lugar tells CNN's Late Edition that the U.S. should start reducing its military presence in Iraq, but he adds careful consideration must be given to how that's done. The Senate is expected to start debate this week on a bill authorizing military spending in Iraq for the fiscal year starting in October. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has scrapped plans to go on a four-nation tour of Latin America this week. Instead, the Pentagon says Gates will stay home to focus on Iraq. He'll be busy with meetings on a war progress report to Congress that's due next weekend, July 15th. Angry property owners turned out in force against Saturday in Indianapolis to protest the steep tax bills they received recently. Police closed streets near the governor's residence while several hundred people gathered outside. The crowd chanted, "We want help now, where is Mitch," and blah, 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 before organizers opened a microphone so upset homeowners could speak. There was no official recognition of the crowd by Governor Mitch Daniels, who does not live at the Meridian Street residence or any of his representatives. Protesters also had gathered outside of the governor's residence on the 4th of July. According to estimates by the Legislative Services Agency, property taxes on homeowners were expected to increase an average of 24% this year. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Boswell. Illinois begins another week no closer to a new state budget. Instead of inching toward a compromise, the past few days were filled with name-calling, finger-pointing, and questions over who has the most constitutional authority. Sean Crawford prepared this report.
Lawmakers and the governor are taking aim at one another as the bizarre legislative session drags on. It's been over a month since the General Assembly was scheduled to adjourn, and there's still no end in sight. If you thought those in charge were busy at the negotiating table, poring over numbers and attempting to fashion a new spending plan, you were wrong. Instead, the debate centered on who has the power to set meeting times. That's right, arguments over scheduling. But not just any argument. The governor wanted to keep lawmakers at the Capitol all day Saturday, calling a mid-afternoon start time for a special session. While he has the authority to call them in, the House Speaker, Mike Madigan, says he decides when the House meets. He adjourned them in the morning, to the governor's chagrin. Blagojevich's attorney, Bill Quinlan, says the administration might even go to court over the action.
As the lawyer, you know, I can answer it this way. As I said, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about protecting the authority of the executive branch.
The Constitution seems vague on the topic of who can schedule meeting times, but both sides say there's precedent in their favor. The entire controversy actually started a day earlier, when the governor ratcheted up his criticism of Madigan, a fellow Democrat who also chairs the state party. Blagojevich has been at odds with the speaker over his refusal to go along with Blagojevich's plans to raise revenue to fund universal health care and other programs.
It is a betrayal of the will of the people if we don't work to achieve those things. And Mr. Madigan, unfortunately, has chosen not to be a Democrat anymore, has chosen to be part of a right-wing Republican effort to take health care away from children and take meals away from senior citizens and actually cut education. And that's what this fight is all about.
Madigan was not amused. During a meeting with the governor over the weekend, he says he let Blagojevich know.
I don't want to get into a back and forth on something like this. It's just not worth it. It doesn't help what we're trying to do. And that's why I suggested to him, knock it off.
But the governor has shown no signs of letting up or in moving off his position. His lack of willingness to compromise, according to many in the General Assembly, is the reason for the budget delay. One lawmaker called him delusional, another insane. They point out his massive tax plan and an effort to sell the state's lottery both went down in flames in the Illinois House, and yet he continues pushing them. The governor's popularity with lawmakers seems to have dipped to a new low, with a few even looking at radical ways to break the logjam. Mike Bost, a Murfreesboro Republican, says the legislature should consider if impeachment proceedings are warranted.
We're trying to do the work of the people. And the chief executive officer who has been elected by the voters of the state of Illinois refuses to quit playing games and do what is right. I do not believe that he is fulfilling his obligations in his job.
But even hardcore Republicans admit an impeachment effort is unlikely. But the fact it's even brought up on the Illinois House floor gives a good indication of how frustrated members are with the governor. And not just Republicans, Skokie Democrat Lou Lang.
I, for one, am fed up with it. I don't care what party he's in. I am fed up with it. This man must lead. And if he's not going to lead, let's just trample him, pass a budget, and go home for the summer.
While the bickering and legal maneuvering look petty to those on the outside of state government, at the core of all of this mess are some serious issues, including how the state will pay for services over the next year, money for schools, mass transit in the Chicago area, road construction, and other needs are tied up in the gridlock that permeates Illinois government. And while the public has patiently waited for progress, those they've elected have for another week failed to come through. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, mostly sunny skies today, the high around 88 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low around 72. For Tuesday, partly sunny, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 88. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow evening with a low around 65 degrees. And partly sunny Wednesday, there's a chance of showers in the morning, the high around 82. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, July 9th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.